Our small coastlines are seeing sea level rises of 10% than the global average, leaving over 60 to 80% of coastal tourism infrastructure at risk from sea level rise. Carbon emissions from tourism are forecasted to increase by 25% by 2030 from our 2016 levels. Against the current ambition scenario, therefore, the need to scale up climate action in tourism remains urgent. Another important point for us as small island states, we look at coral bleaching. Increasing droughts are already impacting the region's tourism potential. Damage and loss caused by storms and hurricanes has also risen. Major tourism infrastructure, including seaports and airports, are at risk from a 1 milliliter rise in sea level. The costs of rebuilding damaged infrastructure located along the coastline is disproportionately high for Caribbean small island development states. According to the World Bank, by the year 2050, coastal flooding with a sea level rise of 20 centimeters generate approximately $940 million of mean annual losses in the Caribbean region, which is the most dependent region on tourism.